And when he was gone, a lion met him by the way and slew him. And his carcass was cast in the way. And the ass stood by it, and the lion also stood by the carcass. And when the prophet that brought him back, with him. Oh, we got to step away. Those 26, don't have that verse right now. Let's go 26. Come back to them later. I don't want those little Bibles, so I got mine printed out. So, okay, well, let's go here. Go back to 25. And behold, men passed by and saw the carcass cast in the way, and the lion standing by the carcass. And they came and told it in the city where the old prophet dwelt. And when the prophet that brought him back from the way heard them, he said, "It is the man of God who was disobedient unto the word of the Lord. Therefore the Lord has delivered him unto the lion, which has torn him and slain him, according to the word of the Lord which he spake unto him." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you today. Lord, we honor you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, as our heart's desire is to do what pleases thee. Oh God, today we ask you to speak. Oh God, somebody today, Lord, came looking for a word. Lord, someone came seeking direction. We ask you to send a word, Lord, for the steps of a good man ordered by the Lord. Lord, we need you to order our steps. And for this we thank you. Can we all say in Jesus' name? Amen. Amen. So I'm going to read verses 21 and 26 again. You may be seated. And this is where our actual thoughts are going to come from. You know, last week after we left church on Sunday, and somewhere between Sunday night and Monday, this message just came to me like a ton of bricks. You know, I was like, wow. And you know, and the Lord was just dealing with me. Two men of God. One, God told him something. The other, God did not tell him something. But the one that God spoke to chose the words of man over God. Right? So this is how the Lord, this is how our thoughts are going to come out. And we ain't worried about shouting. We're worried about being right. How many want to just be right before God? Amen. It's not important to impress anyone. But so verse 21 reads, "And he cried unto the man of God." This is the old prophet that lied to him. "He cried unto the man of God that came from Judah, saying, Thus saith the Lord, for as much as thou hast disobeyed, the mouth of the Lord has not kept the commandment which the Lord thy God commanded thee." In verse 26. "And when the prophet that brought him back from the way heard thereof, he said, It is the man of God who was disobedient unto the word of the Lord. Therefore the Lord has delivered him unto the lion, which has torn him and slain him, according to the word of the Lord which he spake unto him." So the message that we want to deal with today is, whose voice are you obeying? Amen. Whose voice are you obeying? Now if we go back up to the first verse, just to give you some history on this, the scripture says that in 1 Kings 11 chapter that Solomon, who was David's son and took over after David, Solomon, God appeared to Solomon and spoke to him twice. Amen. God warned Solomon, he said, "Don't go in the ways of the heathen." God warned Solomon, now you read 1 Kings 11 chapter, you can read this all yourself, but I'll just fill in from 11 to 13. So God told him, he said, "Don't go in the ways of the heathen." But Solomon had so many wives and so many concubines. The Bible says that when he was old, read 1 Kings 11, 4, says, "When he was old, his wives turned his whole heart away from following God." So then Solomon dies and his son Rehoboam takes over. When Rehoboam takes over, Rehoboam has a choice to make as to how he wants to lead the people of God. And Rehoboam went to the old men. God called the old because they are wise. Okay. A lot of young people today messed up because they say, "I ain't old folk." God called He said, if you lighten the burden, how many know? Nobody wants to be under no yoke. He said, lighten the burden. If you lighten the burden, the people will love thee and follow thee always. Then he went to his contemporaries, those in his own age. And Rehoboam said, well, what do you recommend? They say, make it worse than your father. Right? This is verse chapter 12. So Rehoboam makes it worse. But there was a man by the name of Jeroboam whom God, Ahijah, the prophet, had prophesied over and said God was going to win the kingdom from Solomon. And he's going to give 10 tribes to Jeroboam. So Jeroboam and the 10 tribes went to Bethel. And this is a little history. I know it's a lot. Let's do it. So then Rehoboam and Benjamin and Judah stayed in Jerusalem. Amen. So the problem is, if Rehoboam had listened to the words of the wise, the kingdom would have never been split. But unfortunately, Rehoboam listened to the wrong voices. So see, we're going to just deal with voices. How many know there's a voice all around us? There are voices every day. Every day we walk, there are voices. So Rehoboam went, he stayed in the south, and Jeroboam and the 10 tribes went to the north, and that's when Israel was separated from Judah. So they were in the northern kingdom. And Jeroboam, now God had already told me, he said, listen, the reason that you have the 10 tribes is because Solomon is no longer following God. He said, so you have the 10 tribes, but if you have the 10 tribes, I want you to obey the voice of God. But when Jeroboam got to Bethel, even though God had spoke to him and had been so good, Jeroboam decided, I'm afraid that if the people go back to Jerusalem to worship, that they won't come here. So Jeroboam made two golden calves. And he said, these are your gods. Amen. How many know God got angry when Aaron made the golden calf? Something about those golden calves. So he made golden calves. He said, now these are the gods that have brought you out. But God had already told me, he said, don't go in the way that Solomon went. Because Solomon began to build temples and houses for foreign gods. He said, these are the gods. But then it even went worse. Instead of allowing the priests and the high priest to do their job, he took the common people and made them priests. That brings us up to verse 1. Now I know I have to fill a little up, and you all can read that in the spare time, because you know what? The Bible said we ought to search the scripture to see if those things that we say are true or not. So I don't encourage you to take my word, but I do encourage you to search the word of God. Because it's so important today, God can bless you, help you, but you got to hear that ear to hear what the Spirit says to the church. Now, verse 1. Now, I won't finish this, but I will get far enough to let you know that we need to obey the voice of God. Amen. Judah, the original Israel, split because they did not listen to God. Verse 1 reads, now, Judah is where God's people were. Judah is where the prophets were. You know, Bethel had to be pretty bad in Israel because God didn't have a man of God that he could use in Israel. So he had to send a man of God from Judah to try to correct Jeroboam. I just want to have an enemy hear what God said. And then when I hear what God said, I'm not going to let anybody else make me disobey the voice of God. Verse 1 reads, and behold, there came a man of God out of Judah. By the word of the Lord, he didn't go on his own. But God sent him. Has God ever sent somebody away trying to get you to get right when you know you were wrong? But you couldn't listen to God. Hallelujah. Up to Bethel, and Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. That was mistake number one, because Jeroboam was the king. Who was supposed to burn incense? The priests. 14. But you have to be obedient. You have to have an end to it. Amen. Verse 2 said that this is the man of God. They don't even miss his name. He's just a man of God. The man of God cried against the altar in the word of the Lord and said, O altar, altar, thus saith the Lord, behold, a child shall be born unto the house of David. Josiah by name, and upon thee shall he offer the priests of the high places that burn incense upon thee, and men bone shall be burned upon thee. And he gave a sign the same day, saying, this is the sign which the Lord has spoken. Behold, the altar shall be rent, and the ashes that upon it shall be poured out. And it came to pass when King Jeroboam heard the saying of the men of God which cried against the altar. You know, I don't know what kind of altar you got in your house. I don't know what kind of altar you pray to, but it better be an altar to God. God will accept no foreign altars. God will accept no foreign gods. Matter of fact, when Elijah went to with the children of Israel, he said, choose you this day whom ye shall serve. But the thing he did before they could even call for a sacrifice, he had to repair the altar. You know why? Because they were serving God on some foreign altars. God don't recognize that foreign altar. Can we say praise the Lord? He said, the altar shall be rent and the ashes upon it poured out. And it came to pass when King Jeroboam heard the sin of the man of God, which had cried against the altar in Bethel, they put forth his hands on the altar, saying, lay hold on him. Whatever you do, saints of God, don't get to the point where you don't want to hear from God. Don't let your wrath, don't let your anger, amen, go against God. So Jeroboam gets mad and he puts forth his hand to touch the man of God. He said, and his hand which he brought forth dried up so that he could not pull it back in. So God is warning him, get right. Everybody said, get right, church, and what?
Now that way.
Now remember, God couldn't use that prophet in Bethel because they were so wrong. So God had to send somebody from the outside. Lord, thank you. When you get comfortable in your wrong, God can't use something in the house. So God has sent somebody from outside. Oh, but when you're so messed up, when you're so used to doing things your way, instead of you repenting and hearing the word, you get stubborn and stay your way. God forbid, hallelujah, that we should ever listen to another voice above the voice of God. So the prophet was in Bethel, and his sons came and told him what had happened. Verse 12. And their father said unto them, what way went he? Verse 14. And he went after the man of God and found him sitting on an oak tree, and said unto him, art thou the man that came from Judah? And he said, I am. Then he said unto him, come home with me and eat bread. And he said, listen, the man of God is telling me what God told him. Yes. Right? So if God tells you something, unless God changes it, don't you listen to nobody else. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Salvation is way too important to be talking about what he said and she said. He repeats the same message to the old prophet. But the scripture says, but the prophet lied unto him. Amen. Don't you believe anybody else's lie. Amen. Amen. And as a result, the old man, you know, God used the old line prophet to prophesy on the man of God. Well, what was the problem? The man of God did what? He disobeyed. He disobeyed God. Amen. And just for a side note, up in verse 2 when he said, a king by the name of Josiah shall reign. Listen, when God tells you something, that's not always to happen immediately. Because Josiah didn't come to reign until 340 years later, but God's word was fulfilled. Then let God be true. Amen. Now, let's go. I want to go to some scriptures. Y'all, I know y'all want to look for this. Amen. We're going to go to some scriptures. Let's go to Isaiah and chapter 1 and verse 18. Our purpose of being here today is we just want to hear God say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. So in hearing God say, well done, thy good and faithful servant, we have to do what God is telling us to do. Can we all say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Amen. So Isaiah 1:18.
I have it here somewhere, I think. Okay.
1:18 says, now this is what we're going to do. Because we're going to get into some of the voices that are influencing us. Voices that influence us contrary to God. Isaiah 1:18, that this is our purpose in coming together today. We come there and let us reason. Let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. And verse 19 said, if you be willing and obedient. God bless you. Hallelujah. But you can't listen to somebody else over God. Amen. So a lot of people say, well, we're in church. So it ought to be all right that we can listen to God. We're living in a time of great spiritual deception. We're living in a time where people are just doing what they want to do. And then after they do what they want to do, they say, God, I want you to accept what I've given you.
Amen.
Right? All right, so let's go to Psalms 138, verse 2. There's a whole lot of people that got the name of Jesus. There's a whole lot of people that got to shout and walk, but they don't have God. They got the name, but they don't have God. Verse 2 reads, I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy names. Right? So God said, you know what? The word of God was made flesh and dwelt among us. Because in the beginning was the word. The names are God's relationship. But the word is higher than the name. Say, at the name of Jesus, every They don't want to follow God anymore. Verse 1 of Isaiah 4 reads, and then that day, 7. Where? Now, 7 is God's number of completion, and 7 also represents the church, to the 7 churches of Asia. So when you hear the number 7, it's God's number of completion, but it's also the church. So it's in that day, 7 women should take hold of
one man.
One man. Right? 7 churches, the one man is Jesus. But you can't do it how you want to do it. Can we say praise the Lord? Say, we will eat our own bread and wear our own. This is what church get all messed up right here. Because you know what? I'm just going to come and talk. I'm going to do it my way. He said, yeah, this is what's going to happen in the last days.
Yeah.
They're going to eat their own bread. They're going to wear their own apparel. He said, only. James said the devil believes. But how many know the devil can be saved? The devil also believe that they, but they can't be saved. How can people with a right mind and no God believe and don't have no reverence? It's curious. And listen, don't ever believe me above God's word. Because if you start believing me above God's word, you get me in trouble. So I will always honor God by honoring his word. We saw through the old prophet and the man of God that when you disobey God, God issues a punishment. Some people say, well, why hasn't my life changed? How have you been living? Are you living by honoring God and his word, or is this what I think? Watch those seven women. Right? Those seven women are going to take hold of one man and say, I want to eat what I want to eat. I want to dress the way I want to dress. But I just want to be called by thy name. Why? Take away the reproach. Look at somebody and say, not in God. You got to live right. If you want to make it to heaven, you got to live right. Hallelujah. In honor of what man says. We can't forsake what God says in honor of what other voices. How many know there's a whole lot of voices in the world today? Those voices have but one desire. Those voices want to twist your mind to make you have a personal theology so that you go against God. Watch the voices. Amen. The only voice that counts is the voice of God. The Bible says when Samuel was yet young, he was in the, listen, Samuel was in the house of God. Listen, he was in the house of God, but he did not yet really know the Lord. So God was calling Samuel. He said, Samuel, Samuel. And every time God called Samuel, Samuel went to a man. Watch out. Look at somebody say, you better watch out. You better know God's voice. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Because God was calling Samuel, and every time God called him, Samuel went to a man. I wonder how many have God been speaking to you, and every time God speaks to you, you're running to a man. Amen. Eli finally told Samuel when he perceived, because Eli knew he had called Samuel, and all one in the house of Eli and Samuel.
Amen.
After three times, Eli said, wait a minute, Samuel. I'm not calling you. That is the Lord. So the next time you hear the voice, just say, speak, Lord. For my servant, you're a servant, I don't have no rights. I can't tell the master what I want to do. So I just say, speak, Lord. For my servant is. Amen. Let's go to some of the voices that were trying to take us away from God. First of all, you got to watch all those people that have been in church all a long, long time. But they are fruits.
Yes.
The Bible said by their fruit, ye shall know them. A good tree won't bring forth corrupt fruit. I don't care how long they get in the ground. I don't care what they introduce. A good tree won't bring forth corrupt fruit. Amen. So there are all kind of voices. A whole lot of them are supposed to be God. But a whole lot of them, like the old prophet, they'll tell you a lie. Right? Didn't the scripture say the old prophet spoke to the man of God and he lied?
Yeah.
So you gotta watch those voices. Even in church, because everybody in church is not in church for the right reason. There's a whole lot of people that be telling you stuff. Say, I've been in church all my life. What is about their fruits? By their fruits you shall know them. Alright? And the scripture says, we don't want to allow the devil to use people to deceive us. Right? Eve in the garden was what?
Deceived.
Adam literally said, but the devil tricked Eve. Don't allow people in church to deceive you. Say, well, this is what I believe. The Bible said the Bereans were more noble than those of Thessalonica because they went and searched the scriptures daily. only one purpose. Godly people, just like the old prophet, all they want to do is deceive you. There's a whole lot of people that can't get their lives right so they can go to heaven. So they don't want to go to hell by themselves. So people like to get other people to do wrong because they feel comfortable. Look at somebody and say, they don't change the life. God don't care about that. God only honors his word. Verse 3 of 2 Corinthians 11 said, but I fear lest my enemy as a serpent beguile me through his subtlety. So your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that's in Christ. Well, how do you know if it ain't in the word? Don't do it.
Amen.
Amen. Everything God wants us to do is right here. Don't go by somebody else giving you their interpretation. Just follow the word. So there's one voice, the voice of godly people that will deceive you. Voice two is relationships. What I really want to come to church with relationships won't let me obey God. So I'm listening to the voice of a relationship, what you feel in the relationship. Right? You listen to the, I'm listening to the voice of a relationship, and that voice of a relationship is causing me to disobey God.
Amen.
Now, with that, let's go to the first thing. I'm going to give you just one scripture reference, and you can look them up to the rest of yourself. Listen to those voices. Relationship. What we're going to read about Saul and his wives. First Kings 11, 4 reads. For it came to pass when Solomon, you mean you've been doing right all this time and then you mess up when you got old? Wrong voices. You gotta listen to the voice of God. So when he was old, his wives turned away his heart after and his heart was not
perfect with the Lord
his
God.
It was no longer perfect with God. Why? He was listening to the relationship. And the relationship ain't going against God. Another voice we like to use is fear. The Bible said when they, now these are voices that were trying to get you to disobey God. Watch that voice of fear. Well, I really want to do the right thing, but I'm afraid. God has not given the church the spirit of fear. But if you read the rest of it, he said, you're worried about this. He said, but Mary has chosen that and you fail to see God. So anxiety is a voice.
Yes.
Anxiety. Somebody said, well, I get so nervous. God will keep you in perfect peace. But you gotta keep your mind.
Yeah.
Well, somebody said, well, this is what we used to do. What did God say to you? All right, let's keep going, because I gotta get you. Depression is a voice. Depression gets you in a world all by yourself. And when depression gets you in that world, you say, I got a hold of you and I'm not going to let you out. So God, you can hear God and you know it's God and you know it's the truth, but depression's voice won't let you out. Depression will keep you tied down and you don't have no peace. Everybody else has joy, you can't even smile. Why? Because depression is a voice and depression wants to keep you all tied up. Let's go to Psalm 42 and verses 5 and 6. This is the psalmist David. Verse 5 reads, he said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted in me? He said, hope thou? Hope thou in God. That's not, they don't say not. Everybody say not. They mean what the scripture says. Look at somebody say that. Psalm 43. He said, hope thou. Everybody wants to say God. That's what the scripture says. Hope thou. If you hope in God, you will have no depression. Alright? Because depression is a void. But what's depression trying to do? It's trying to take you away from God. So, well, I could do the thing, but I'm just so depressed. Well, you're not obeying God. You can't get blessed unless you obey God. So depression is a force. Have you ever they spirit just said, I'm just so anguish. I just don't know what to do. That is a force. That anguish, that spirit will also take you away from God. Let's go to Exodus. Exodus 6:9. Alright. So it says, and Moses spake unto the children of Israel, but they listen, it's hard for you to hear from God when you're in anguish.
Amen.
God can be speaking all around, but you can't hear from God. He said, Moses spake unto the children of Israel, but they hearkened not unto Moses for what?
Anguish
of spirit and because of cruel bondage. Discouragement is a voice. I'm not going to go through all the scriptures because I'm going to get to the end. Remember, discouragement is a voice. If you got write down Numbers 1. 21:4, all right? Discouragement. Discontentment is a force. And it will take you, you just can't be content. There are many forces that are causing us to disobey God, especially the voice of many people. Watch those many people read Psalm 42 verse 2 and 3. Deception is a voice. Don't allow people to deceive you. To believe God. 1 John 4:1 says there are many spirits that are going out into the world. But you have to try the spirit to see whether they be of God or not. Because there are many false prophets, false apostles. So you have to watch that spirit of deception. Another voice is frustration. We get so frustrated that we can't do right for God because we are frustrated. But let's go with this. Go to Ezra 4. And we're going to read verses 1 through 5 of Ezra 4. These are the voices that will make us disobey God. And God can be speaking, but just like they said, because of the anguish of spirit, they could not hear Moses. Those voices, whatever the voice is, will prevent you from hearing from God. But Ezra 4 and 1 reads, now when the adversary never sleeps, he's always trying to trap us. Now when the adversaries of Judah and Benjamin heard that the children of the captivity built a temple unto the Lord God of Israel, then they came to Zerubbabel and to the chief of the fathers and said unto them, let us build. And come on, what's the adversary? Because they act like they're on your side. But all they want to do is get on the inside so they can cause a bunch of havoc and a lot of problems. Watch the adversary. He said, for we seek your law as ye do. Well, we know that they weren't seeking God because they were the what?
Adversary.
Adversary being the opposed. So you're trying to go one way, your adversary is trying to take you another way. Don't let them in your circle.
Yes.
Keep them on the outside.
Yes.
Because they have the one intention, and that's to bring you down.
Yes.
They look like they're with you, hallelujah, but they're not really with you. Watch the adversary. So he goes on to say in the latter portion of the third verse, or the beginning of the third verse, he said, but Zerubbabel and Jeshua and the rest of the chief of the fathers of Israel said unto them, you have. Don't let people in your spiritual circle if they are unspiritual. Don't let people in your godly circle if they are ungodly. Don't let people in your circle if you're trying to seek God and they're trying to take you away from God. Don't let them in. He said, you have nothing to do with us to build a house. If they're not trying to build it, then you don't need them. Because if they're not trying to build it, somebody's trying to tear it down. But we ourselves together will build up to the Lord God of Israel, as King Cyrus, the king of Persia, has commanded. Then the people of the land, because they would let them in their circle,
right?
Watch those voices. That frustration voice will do what? Will weaken the hands of the people and trouble them in building, and they hire counselors against them to what? They're trying to get in. You got to be alive.
Yes.
The devil will do anything to try to take you away from God. Also watch the spirit of compromise. Somebody said, well, it won't hurt if you do a little wrong. Yes, it will. Because when you do wrong, that means you're not obeying God. So compromise. Watch compromise. It's time for us to stop listening to all those other voices.
Yes.
It's time to stop listening to all those voices. Amen. Let's go to Acts, the 4th chapter and the 19th verse. We're almost finished. Acts 4:19. Now this is where people are trying to get you to go against God. You got to listen to God. Obey God. I don't care how God is there. I don't care how much they smile. I don't care how much they speak in tongues and pray. Don't you let them deceive you.
Amen.
You got to know God for yourself. This is when they tried to get the apostles to stop. They stop what you're doing. The scripture said, these are the men that have turned our cities upside down. They said, you need to stop. Verse 19, but Peter and John answered and said to them, whether it be right in the Son of God to hearken more heart to who? You more than unto God. Who are you listening to? Peter said, no. And John said, we can't listen to you. We gotta listen to God. And in Acts 5:29, even spells out even more clearly. I just gotta do what God says, dude. I can't keep standing in the same position and condition I am spiritually, because I'm listening to all these different voices. And these voices, listen, when you listen to all those voices, they drown God's voice out. So those other voices are speaking loud.
Yeah. read on this man. Y'all Bible might be too small. The writing might be too little, so you can't see it that well. Can anybody not see the screen? So we can all see the screen? As we all stand, we're going to see the screen. Let's read this together. You know why? Because we have to stop allowing those other voices to drown God's voice out. The other voices are way too loud. And God's voice is way too soft. And you can't hear it. I'm waiting on everybody. This, you know why? Because today, who wants to be liberated spiritually? Who wants to be set free spiritually? In order for you to be set free, you have to hear God's word. Because the Bible, even the Son, set free in. Listen to you.